Immigration authorities accused of deceptive practices as migrant claims he was misled during deportation process. Troubling claims have surfaced about the tactics employed by immigration officials during deportation procedures. A 23-year-old immigrant of Zapotec origin, detained during an immigration enforcement sweep in Los Angeles, claims he was deported without proper understanding of the documentation presented to him. Based on reporting from Latin Times through the Washington Post, the individual believed he was agreeing to undergo a COVID-19 screening test. After being detained at a retail clothing establishment, he was swiftly transported to the border without access to legal representation. Family members report that he was escorted to an international crossing point and instructed to enter Mexico. "My son is a law-abiding, industrious individual. We are seeking legal recourse as his basic rights were disregarded," his father stated. The young man possessed no criminal background and had resided in the United States for 4 years. The current administration has not disclosed specific numbers regarding detentions and deportations from the Los Angeles operations. However, immigrant support organizations informed the Washington Post that roughly 200 individuals were apprehended, with most having no criminal history. The Department of Homeland Security, DHS, has released information pertaining to only 16 individuals, claiming all had criminal backgrounds. During a media briefing on Monday, Mexican Foreign Minister Juan Ramón de la Fuente verified that 42 Mexican citizens, 37 males and 5 females, were detained over the weekend. 4 have been deported, 2 faced existing deportation orders, while 2 others allegedly departed willingly. However, one maintains he was deceived, similar to the Zapotec youth's case. The minister confirmed that the detainees are distributed across 4 different immigration detention facilities. "Our consular representative promptly visited the detention center to identify and communicate with the detained citizens, collect family information, and extend legal assistance, which is our primary responsibility," De La Fuente explained. He added, "Each person's release must follow strict legal protocols. Of course, we have reached out to their families to provide assurance about their relatives' well-being and inform them about the legal support available through our consular services." In response to escalating tensions, Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum urged for calm. She denounced the violent incidents occurring alongside protests by Mexican communities in the United States. "We absolutely reject violence as a protest method," she declared. "The destruction of law enforcement vehicles appears more provocative than demonstrative. We strongly oppose all forms of violence. We encourage our community to pursue peaceful dialogue and avoid provocative actions." Source: The Latin Times.